If those behind the merger are looking for a cheerleader, they won't find one in Taryn Howard.
Healthcare is about people. It's not about systems.
The Smyrna resident says her family has interacted with WellStar doctors, hospitals, and even a hospice in the past year. She's not happy with the care, but says there aren't many options.
It's really very difficult to find a doctor in Cobb County that is not a WellStar doctor.
It could become more difficult if the proposed WellStar-Emory merger goes through, creating one of the biggest health systems in the U.S. When plans were announced, officials said they'd open a 45-day public comment period. But it's hard to know how many patients said something good, bad, or otherwise. Yesterday was day 45, but WellStar spokesman Tyler Pearson says it wasn't a hard deadline and that WellStar isn't releasing any information now. Emory spokesman Vince Dollard also declined to comment, but said more information could come in April. Beth Stevens of Georgia Watch is concerned the WellStar-Emory talks lack transparency.
Valuable and meaningful consumer input comes in the form of giving consumers a seat at the table.
WellStar's CEO told the Marietta Daily Journal the Affordable Care Act set the stage for consolidation and that mergers are necessary given the new healthcare climate. But it's not the ACA forcing the two large systems to merge, says Dr. Ashish Jha. He's health policy professor at Harvard. Jha says the consolidation might be good for business, but not for patients.
The more competition there is in a marketplace, the better the care tends to be because hospitals know that when they're facing tough competitors, they've got to perform well.
Jha also says it's almost a guarantee health insurance premiums would go up if the merger goes through. Jim Burris, WABE News.